那今天呢，我们的灵会会有圣餐。那我觉得我们教会呢，就像在有时候带领敬拜的时候，两个三个人这样。但是呢，希望大家用你个人的恩赐来敬拜神。
During our worship, we have two or three musicians, but we want you to worship in your own way.
过去的时候，其实我非常喜欢跳舞，我常常都在跳舞。
In the past, I like to dance while I worship.
现在也跳，只不过年纪大了，也就是跳舞那么多了。
I still dance, but because I'm getting older, so I don't dance much.
所以你们有跳舞恩赐的是各样的恩赐，都拿出来要用。
So every kind of gift that you have, you can bring, you can dance.
其实我非常不喜欢，就是说一个教会呢，按照我们现有的状况或者牧师的恩赐来限制大家。
I don't really like the condition that because under a certain restriction of the pastors or stay the worship stays the same all the time.
我的意思就是说，其实呢，就是不要就受这种限制。
What I mean is that do not put yourself under some kind of restriction.
那好多的教会都会以他的牧者成为一个标准。
A lot of churches will put their past leadership as their standard.
但是其实呢，就是我们都会变。
But indeed, we all gonna change.
有时候我们变老了，跳了，但这不代表说我们教会不应该跳舞。
sometimes we grow old and we cannot dance anymore. Doesn't mean that you cannot dance.
那我在年轻的时候，常常带领很多年轻人出去玩。现在带领不了。
So when I was younger, I always let younger people to go out and play. But now I'm older, I don't do that anymore.
但是你们年轻的可以这样做。
But you are at a younger age, you can do that as well.
我记得我刚信主的时候，25岁。我买了很多的沙威士阿米，买了很多的冰鞋。我喜欢滑冰，我就带小孩子去滑冰。
So I remember when I was 25, so I went to Salvation Army to buy a lot of the old secondhand skates, and then I will bring the youth to go ice skating.
我常常会这样，我自己买很多的球类，大家一起去打。
And I also buy all sort of sports balls, like soccer balls, and then bring them to play.
我也喜欢做饭吃，只是好多人不喜欢我做的饭。
And I also like to cook, but even though a lot of people don't like my cooking,
some people really enjoy.
有些人喜欢。
因为我们很喜乐的在那谈话，他忘记是什么味道，所以他说很好很好。
Because we have this joyful conversation, and a lot of people forget what it tastes like, the food must taste like.
其实我就会是土豆下面条下白菜。
Even though we're just making simple dishes like potatoes, noodles, cabbage.
所以鼓励大家呢，你要按照圣经的模式来敬拜，按照圣灵的带领来敬拜。
So I encourage you to worship according to the Bible, according to the Spirit.
那比如说我们中间好的圣经里面讲会有先知的，你会看到异象。
So the Bible says you will have a gift of the prophecy, you will prophesy.
那你没有看到，如果说你在我们中间看到，有时候我们教会里面没有这样的，这不代表说你不应该这样。
So even though you may see people do not have this kind of visions or gifts in the church, doesn't mean you don't have that gift.
所以你要来用作，你要来操练，在外面来为人来祷告要操练。
So you have to put your body into practice to pray.
所以大家也可以星期六的早上来参加我们的晨祷会，这那个地方我们操练了很多。
So every Saturday we will have a prayer, early prayer meeting, so I encourage you all to come.
在不同的小组聚会的时候，大家也是就是有那种自由在灵里面要用作。
So also in the cell groups we will work under the spirit, under the freedom of the spirit.
所以就鼓励大家不要受限制。
So just encourage you don't put yourself into some kind of restriction.
当然就是我们这个大家要彼此来鼓励，也要做榜样。
And of course, I encourage each other and be an example to others.
但是每一个教会的资源是有限的。
But every church has limited resources.
所以鼓励大家呢，就是说是你可以看外面的网站啊、听到啊、学习都好。
And I also encourage you to read other people's sermons from other websites to get more resources.
要去学习。
So you have to go learn continue.
那最主要的呢，你要去走出去来服侍。
And the most important of all is step back and serving. To start to serve.
当你走出去服侍的时候，当你为人祷告的时候，你突然发现神就开始向你讲话。
So when you step down and pray for others, and you will find God will be speaking to you.
我常常在这样一个服侍里面，就是说，特别是不认识的人，当出去一祷告的时候，我就说神啊，你要讲什么？神就开始讲话。
So a lot of times when I go out and pray for other people that I don't know God, and I ask God, what do you want to tell me?And God will start speaking to you. And this is a gift for all of you.
那就是鼓励大家去服侍的时候能够经历神。
So I encourage you to go and serve, and you will experience God.
那这是每一个人的权利。
And this is a right for all of you.
所有信的人都有圣灵在他的里面。
All people who believe will have the Spirit in you.
那神迹其实要随着他。
And signs and wonders will be following you.
所以为大家也为教会祷告，各样的恩赐都要发挥出。
And we also pray for our church, all kind of gifts and prophecies will.
所以我常常在主的面前祷告，就说不要因着我们这个牧师啊，或者来限制大家。
So and I pray that not because a pastor's limitation to restrict all people's gifts.
对，所以我就不过我也感谢神，我在过去呢，在好多宗派里面去学习。
And I give thanks to God because I've been into all sorts of denominations and I learn from them.
那所以其实我可以在很多的服侍的方式我都可以。
So in a lot of ways of ministry, I can do that.
我是学习希腊文，神学我也学。
I learn Greek and I also.
那我也一并赶鬼。
And I've been casting out demons and healing people.
我也常常祷告的时候会看到异象。
And when I pray, I see visions.
好多时候也是这个启示性的恩膏里面在运作。
And I work in the prophetic ministry.
原因很简单，就是我自己就是一个简单的一个神的儿子和神的仆人。
So just put this, I'm just a simple person. I'm just a son of.Son of God.
我要学习，我要操练。
And I need to learn and I need to practice.
我要让神呢用。
And I need God to use me.
他怎么用就怎么用。
How he want to use me, he will just use me.
当然，这不是说每一个人一开始就有那么大的自由，就是说我可以随便让主来。这也需要我们，就是基督徒生命的成长，这个成长过程里面呢，越来越自由，越来越有信心，越来越不怕。
Sometimes in the beginning, you may not be having this kind of freedom, but as we grow in the body of Christ, we will start to
have
getting more of the freedom in the spirit. 但是呢，神并不看你年幼
还是年长。But God does not see you as young or old. 他要行神迹的时候呢，他在找那些愿意的器皿。
When he want to perform a miracle, he is looking for those who are willing.
所以呢，只要你愿意的时候呢，神就要用你。
As long as you're willing, God will use you.
因为神爱你旁边的那一个人。
Because God loves the one who is next to you.
那不是因着你的缘故，你是年幼还是年长，而是因着那个人是要爱他，要来服侍他，所以他要用找一个可用的器。
So not because he loves you, or you're useful, not because he loves the one next to you, and he wanted to use a vessel that is willing.
但是在你被用的时候呢，你的信心就大涨，你就得祝福。
But when you are used by God, your faith will increase.
你怎么觉得神这样的真实？
And you will see, oh, how real God is.
当你信心长进的时候，那神的那个 resource, 神的这些产业就不断的来流下。当你的信心在长进的时候，
as your faith grows, and all the resources will come from God.
所以你就有更多的经历。
And you will have more experience.
你好多时候的经历你是阻止不了。所以鼓励大家呢，就是说，多读圣经，多祷告，多服侍。
So、encourage you to read more Bible and pray more, and then to practice more, to serve God.
我常常的祷告就是不要因着我们离的神来限制大家的成长。
So I pray that you guys are not put into restriction because our leadership.
Or limitations. 因为在过去很多教会里面，我会看到的历史上2000年的教会里面都有这样一个问题，就是说他们的这个教会的这个时间会被领袖阶层会来影响限制。
So in the history past of that 2000 years, I see that a lot of churches they were limited because of the leadership.
这也难免。
But it is also unavoidable.
但是所以我们就是作为牧者的话，常常鼓励大家真实的跟主建立一个关系。
So as a pastor, I encourage you to follow God faithfully.
那你要做的比我们更好。
And you are doing greater things than I.
走的比我们更远。
And walk further.
这就是神的道。
And this is the way of God.
一代接着一代。
So generation after generation.
我们讲到这里呢，我们就要讲讲，就是今天特别要讲这个在圣灵里面的这样一个自由。
Today I will focus on the spirit of the freedom and the spirit of God.
同时我要讲一下这个肉体和圣灵的这一个比较。
And I also gonna talk about the body,
the flesh,
the flesh and the spirit.
大家可能读过一本小说，我曾经很有名的一本小说叫做《灵与肉》，应该在西方的小说啊。
A novel,
flesh and the spirit.
Yeah, a novel called Flesh and the Spirit.
其实我也没读，我只是知道这个名字。
I haven't read the book, but I just knew the name.
就是说这个灵魂和肉体呢，常常为了争战。
Because the flesh and the spirit is always in conflict.
那好多时候呢，我们作为基督徒也不太清楚什么时候是圣灵在带领，还是什么时候的肉体在带领。
So even as Christians, sometimes we are misunderstood whether we are led by the spirit or led by our own flesh.
有一些圈子里面呢，特别强调这个圣灵的感动。
And in some society circles they emphasize on following the spirit.
那所以好多时候一感动呢，它就说是圣灵的感动。
So when they have this kind of they felt they are touched by the spirit and then they will follow that.
但是呢做出来的事情让人很疑惑。
But the things that they do brings a lot of dissension in the church.
那另外一些呢教会刚才说我们特别的注重圣经。
So some other churches may emphasize on the teaching of the Bible.
说这是真理。
And then they say, oh, this is the truth.
但是新出来的时候呢，也让人非常的吃惊。
But the things that they do according to the Bible still are very brings conflict to the circle as well.
那所以我们究竟什么是圣灵的带领
？So what is led by the Spirit？
什么是肉体的工作
？And what is the work of the flesh？
那我们要根据圣经去看这个。
So we need to focus on the Bible and to see.
那在这个之前呢，我要解释几个名词。
So before that, I need to define some words.
那在圣经原文里面呢，这个肉体呢有两个字。
So in the Bible, the flesh has two meanings.
Two words. 那一个呢叫 soma.
One is called soma.
Soma 就是我们这个摸得见的这个肉体。
So soma is our mortal body that can be touched.
那在这个英文里面呢，像 somatosensory 这种手啊，这种。感觉的，它就用 soma 这个作为字头，就是 somatosensory 就是那个感觉、触觉。
For example, the word somatosensory means the physical touch.
Yeah. 这个就是这个 physical body soma.
So that's the physical body.
所以圣经里面呢讲到基督的身体，就用这个 soma.
So when Bible talks about the Christ, the body of Christ, he used this word soma.
Soma.那另外一个词呢是 sax。
The second word is sax.
Sax 呢有两个意思，一个意思就是有血气的，就是有人性的，有情感，有你和人之间有关系，有冲突，有这些东西就叫做血气。
So meaning is that is a spirit, is something that you can feel.
It's a human being. You have feelings, and you have relationships, and you can cry, you live on this world, you eat. This is called flesh. called socks. 这个 socks 呢，就是耶稣道成了肉身，用的这个肉身就是 socks， 不是这个 soma。
So the Bible says, Jesus became the flesh. The flesh was used by this word soma.
Socks.
Socks.
就变成一个有血气的人。
So he became a flesh, a human being.
那这就是他要哭，他会释放，他会有情感，他有父亲母亲，他有跟人的冲突。
So he will cry, he will be, he will have relationship, he will have parents.
所以中文的这个血气是非常合适的一个方言。
So in the Chinese, the word 血气 the flesh is a correct representative of sex.
那我讲这些字呢，不是咬文嚼字，其实非常重要。因为有时候我们读圣经的时候呢，好多人不明白，就是我们把这个肉体的需要和那个情欲的东西混在一起，有时候不敢照顾自己的肉体。
So it's important to define this word because a lot of times when we read the Bible, we have this misunderstanding of the word flesh, and then we felt that it might not be incorporate to like accomplish to our the needs of our own body. Say like.
那刚才讲到这个 sucks 呢，还有另外一个意思，一个呢就是我们这个有血有肉的人，另一个呢就是说堕落的天性，就叫做保罗常常叫做肉体的情欲。
So the second meaning of sucks means the fallen.
Natures
of our human beings.
所以是有罪的一个性情。
So it's a sinful nature.
所以在保罗的书信里面常常是这个东西。
So in the Paul's letter, it focused a lot on the sinful nature.
The sucks. 保罗讲到 sucks 就是肉体的时候呢，就是指的肉体的情欲是从堕落的天性来的情欲。
So when Paul talks about the sinful nature, he talks about this fallen.
所以这个 sucks 这个词呢，可以翻译成肉身，有时候是肉体，有时候是情欲。
So the word sucks sometimes can mean just our physical beings, or sometimes it means this fallen sinful nature.
所以耶稣让道成了肉身，就是他成了一个有血气的人，这并不代表他成了一个堕落的人。
So when Jesus became flesh, he became a person with.
所以这些我们这些词呢，就有一个概念，就是在那个文字里面呢，它在这个哪段文字里面呢，看到具体的文字去来解释它。
So when you read the Bible, you have to read it according what it means.
所以讲到这个 sucks 呢，有两个意思，一个是人性，另一个呢就是情欲。
So basically, sucks has two layer meaning. One means our flesh.Second means our sinful natures.
那个 soma 呢，就是这个摸得见的肉体，这个是个中性的。
So soma is just our mortal body.
那所以讲到这里，有时候看到读圣经的时候，读到圣经里面这个肉体的保罗讲的肉体的时候呢，我们中国人就觉得这个肉体可能不好。
So when we read the letter from Paul and we read about this flesh.So we think about, oh, maybe my flesh.
Body is not good.
My body is not good.
所以呢，我吃多也吃好的也不对。
So when we eat good, may not be good.
如果结婚也不对。
Marriage is not good.
或者其实不是这样的。
But it is not like that.
那神所创造的身体呢，你必须要去照顾它。
So the body that given by God, you have to take care of it.
包括两性之间健康的关系，这是非常重要的。
Our relationship with our partners.
就是健康的婚姻关系、性关系都是非常重要的。
Even a healthy sexual relationship with your husband and wife is good.
这是神给的。
This is given by God.
所以呢，我们不要把这个和那个堕落的情欲混在一起。
So we do not confuse ourselves with this with the sinful natures.
那讲到这里呢，我们就走到圣经。今天我们要看到什么叫。这种肉体的情欲的东西，什么是圣灵的东西？
So we'll go back to the Bible and see what is this sinful nature.
我们先看看马太福音十五章。
So Matthew chapter 15.
那十五章呢，就是有一些法利赛人来找耶稣基督呢，就是说耶稣基督说，你们做的根本就不对，你们以为在做神的事情，但是其实根本不是神的事情。
So in chapter 15, so the Pharisees came to Jesus.And said, oh, the things that you do are not according to God.
他们做了很多事情，认为是在服侍神，但是呢，耶稣说 ，No, wrong.
So the Pharisees did a lot of things, and then they say it's according to the Bible, but Jesus came and tell them, "No, it is not."
那接着呢，他就解释什么是这种坏的东西从人的里面出。
And later on, he started to explain what is this bad, sinful natures.
那今天我们讲这些东西呢，是要大家来认识。认识清楚以后呢，我们怎么样来，不落在这个撒旦的陷阱
？So today we're just going to explain what they are, and so that we do not fall into the temptation of the devil.
那这个马太福音十五章呢，就说，法利赛人看到耶稣的门徒呢没有洗手在吃东西，他就说，哎，按照我们的古人的遗传呢，应该洗手才能吃东西。
So in Matthew 15, so the Pharisees came to Jesus because they said, the disciples of Jesus did not wash their hands before they are eating. So according to the laws, it's not.
但是呢，耶稣说，你们做这些外面的东西呢，是没有用的。你们要做里面的东西是。
So Jesus said, the things that you do are just from the outside. You have to cleanse yourself from the inside.
也就是说，你不洗手吃饭没问题。
So that means that even if you don't wash your hands before
you eat, it's okay. 那看起来呢，耶稣基督还没有这个，没有这个法利赛人那样讲卫生。
So on the surface, you might see, okay, even Jesus wasn't as good as hygiene standard.
Pharisees know science.
法利赛人很懂科学。
但是呢，耶稣讲了一个很重要的一个观点。
But Jesus focus on a very important issue.
他说：“你们把次要的当成主要的。
You have put the secondary as the primary.
把人的东西当成神的东西。
And you put things, the human things as God's godly things.
那所以呢，你拜神也是拜拜，放让。
So you are worship God in vain.
那我们基督徒呢，我们不希望我们拜了半天，最后是枉然，是不是
？So as Christians, we do not want ourselves to worship God in vain.
这是一件很惨的事情。
It's a pathetic.
别人星期天可以去旅游、家庭生活，对不对？或者去赚钱，我们在这儿拜完了以后，耶稣说拜的枉然。
So it's a very sad thing. Say people can go out and play on Sunday. They can make money on Sunday, but you are here worshiping.God, but you're worshiping them, him in vain.
So Jesus just gave an example. You Pharisees are hypocrites. You have taken the money from your parents and put it in the temple and gave it to God.
So Jesus said, Pharisees, that you do everything in vain because you tell yourself that the money that you give to your parents, you use this money to give it to the temple, and you think it's a way to worship, but it's not.
他说：“但是圣经上写的清清楚楚，孝敬父母这是非常重要的。”
But the Bible says clearly that you have to honor your parents.
所以呢，耶稣说：“神并不欣赏你把孝敬父母的钱拿来奉献到圣殿里。”
So God does not want you to the money that you're supposed to give your parents, and instead you give it to the temple and to the church.
当然，今天我是想这里说 ，OK， 我可以孝敬父母就不奉献了。
You think, okay, now I can give the money to my parents and not giving to the church.
另外的地方，耶稣就说，十一奉献是不得不做，一定要做的。
So on the contrary, Jesus also said you have to give tenth of your income. You have to do it.
但是呢，问题不是说是给不给，而是他们找借口把奉献父母给供养父母的东西呢，他就以服侍神的名义呢就扣下来。
It's not about the money, but it's more about they use the money that's supposed to give the parents. Instead, they give it to the church as a way of thinking themselves worshiping God.
那所以他们好像是在服侍神，但是呢，是那个肉体堕落的这个天性在发动。
So
even though 他们不懂重生的经
历。Even though they think they are in worshiping God, but they use this worship in their own sinful natures.
所以呢，神并不欣赏。
God does not like that.
所以呢，耶稣就讲了一段话，他说这个吃进去的呢是干净的，就辣掉了；这嘴里出来的呢反而是不干净的。
So Jesus said that whatever comes into your body and passing it out is clean, but the things that are coming out of your mouth is dirty,
unclean.
那
他就讲到这个从人这个堕落天性里面出来的很多东西呢是不干净的，会来误会人。
So a lot of things that coming from the your sinful natures is unclean.
那这就是肉体的工作。
And this is the work of your sinful nature.
那十八节就讲了，他说唯独出口的是从心里发出来，这才误会人。
But the things that come out of your mouth come from the heart, and these make a man unclean.
十九节前，因为从心里发出来的有恶念、凶煞、奸淫、苟合、偷盗、妄政、妄斗，这都是污秽人的。至于不吸收吃饭，那却不污秽人。
So 19, for out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what makes a man unclean. But eating with unwashed hands does not make him unclean.
那所以耶稣呢，这个主耶稣好像这个卫生常识不太好吧，是不是？
Is him being like not unhygiene?
或者说他的身体非常强壮？
Maybe you can say that he has a strong body that can fight.
我最近做很多的装修的东西，好多时候手上是油漆，我一看。没水洗，搓两下，继续吃东西。哎呦，吃了很高兴，哇！哎呦，也不生病。我想耶稣可能是这样的。
So recently I've been doing a lot of renovations in my house, and a lot of times my hands are dirty, and I just rub against my closet, and then I don't have water to wash, but I still eat, and then I eat and enjoy. Maybe Jesus was like that.
所以他不怕这些东西啊。
So I'm not afraid of these things.
但是呢，他说从嘴里面出来的呢，反而会误会。
But those things that come out from your mouth will defile others.
那误会谁？误会讲话的人还是听话的人？
And who are you gonna defile, yourself or the one who listen to the words that you said?
那好多人认为就说是在误会听话的人。
A lot of people think, oh, you are defiled.The people who listen.
其实今天我不多做解释，这个简直是误会这个讲话的。
So I'm not going to explain further, but I'm telling you that those who defile are the one who spoke it, who speaks it.
那听话的人呢？如果他的信心很大呢，他会被建造。
So the one who listens, who hears, if he has a good, strong faith, he will build up.
那如果他的信心软弱呢，可能会被负面的影响。
So if he has he's weak, he may be influenced by this negative.
但是这里讲的呢，这个人主要指的是这个讲话的人。
But the person is talking about is the one who speaks.
他会被误会。
He's the one who will be defiled.
啊，这原文里面清清楚楚是那个讲话的人。
So the verse clearly indicates that the one who been defiled is the one who speaks.
那我要解释一下，就是这些东西呢，这些这里举的一些例子呢，我要解释一下，让大家要放在心里面要注意。
So I'm just giving you these examples, and I want to put it in your heart so that you will know when you read.
第一个是恶念。
What is the evil thought?
恶念就是恶念，邪恶的念头。
Yeah, the thoughts that have.
第二个是凶煞。
Second thing is murder.
凶煞不用解释。
So I don't need to explain.
那第三个呢是奸淫。
And the third thing is adultery.
奸淫我要做一些解释。
I want to talk a little bit more.
因为现在的西方世界不知道什么叫奸淫。
So in the Western world, we do not know what is adultery.
中国人也越来越不知道什么叫奸淫。
Even the Chinese do not understand what is.
那奸淫在原文里面的定义呢，或者说这个圣经文化里面，就是说你去搞了别人的太太或者别人的丈夫，已经结婚的，人家是结婚，这叫奸淫。
So in the Bible, adultery means that you have a sexual relationship with someone who is already been married.
啊，这叫奸淫。那后面有一个呢，叫苟合。
And the second thing,
苟合就是
sexual immorality.
那苟合呢，这个中文的翻译非常好，就是暂时的两个人有性关系。
So sexual immorality means you have this sexual relation, temporary sexual relationship.
这就是现在的同居啊。
So it also means people living together without marriage come along.
在旧约里面处理这种的方式呢，如果一个男孩子在 田地里面发现一个漂亮的女孩子，就强迫她发生什么关系呢？经月里面的处理是你要娶她。我讲的就是圣经里面的人去看啊，你一定要娶她，你不娶她呢就要罚金，要有赎金。
So in the Bible says say a young boy in the field saw a beautiful woman and he forced her to have a sexual relationship with him. In the Bible says he has to marry her. Right? Marry her, right?
Oh, 如果他的女孩子的父亲不同意的话呢，他就要赔偿。那今天呢，就是说我们这个在西方好多人会同居。
But in nowadays, Western world, we have a lot of people living together. With, I mean, not under marriage.
同居有各种不同的情况。
So there are also certain circumstances.
有的人他们就说结婚了，结婚了以后呢，在亲友办了酒席，但是呢，他不注册。
So some may have this marriage ceremonies, but they do not have a certificate.
对，因为他们为了什么逃税避税的缘故，所以呢是就是在亲友的面前我们已经结婚了，但是在政府的面前我不能结。
So sometimes it's because they don't want to pay that tax. So in the eyes of their friends and relatives, they are married, but under the government, they are not married.
这是他们就 common law.
So we call it common law.
还有一种呢，就是说，他说，我们两个人已经关系很好了，想住在一起，我们肯定会结婚。
So and second circumstance is that oh we have been good together, so we're living together. So but we're gonna marry.
Yeah,
we're gonna marry later on.
当然还有别的情况，但是呢，这种情况呢，我要解释一下，就是不管是第一种情况、第二情况，因为上帝看人怎么看呢？这个可能是只有上帝知道。
So there are also other conditions when people living together, but the first and second one, we don't know what. Sorry, say that again.
Just how God looks at it, maybe it's very different from
what we see.
那当然，第一个就是最正确的，就是我们结婚以后才有新的关系，这是对的。
So first.A very important thing is that we only have a sexual relationship after we get married. So God will give full blessings upon this marriage.
那第二种情况呢，就是他结婚了，但是呢，逃税逃税，他政府那边不登记。
So common laws, they are married according to their friends and families, but they are not married according to the government.
那这是我的看法，我觉着他在神的眼里真的结婚。
So this is what I see. I think so. In the eye of God, he is married.
但是他在法律上呢，和他在神的眼里两个不合。
But under the law, the view of God and under the view of law is in contrary. It's not match.
那第三种的情况呢，就是说那种如果是我们今天彼此相爱就要结婚，是没有问题的。我们就是一心一意的这样一种情况。
So it's like we loving each other, so we living together.
其实这个问题呢，作为牧者也很难回答。
So this question, as a pastor, is very hard to.
那好多人说我们要结婚了，这算罪吗
？And a lot of people will ask, "Oh, we are going to marry. Is that a sin?"
很难回答。
It's hard to answer.
但是必须要回答。
But I have to answer.
我们在结婚之前呢，我和我太太结婚之前呢，我们原来的教会有一个青少年的团契， 十几岁的孩子，他们就邀请我们去做一个见证，而且又让我们剪一下关于婚姻的东西。
So when I first married with Susan, I mean we first got married
before we got married, but then how to do? 就是说 how to be 就是怎么样能够等候神啊什么的。
So before we are married, there was a youth group that invited Susan and I to go and talk about marriage.
Yeah, maybe pre-marriage
relationships.
The 年轻人就会来挑战。
And then the young people came to challenge us.
就是刚才我说的那些问题。
The question that
我们已经关系很好了，住在一起有什么问题呢？
So the question that was like, oh, we are.
难道是不祝福吗？
We are already like.Having this good relationship, can we just live together? And God gonna bless us?
当时呢，神给我一些智慧。
And God gave me the wisdom to answer.
那现在呢，我觉得神应该给我更多的智慧。
And I believe God will give me a greater wisdom to answer this question.
但是呢，还是很难的一个问题。
But still, it's a very hard question.
因为跟他的内心很有关系，跟两个人的内心很有关系。
Because going to deal with what the inner thoughts.
那我就举了一个例子给他们说，爱情就像一个玫瑰花。
So I gave them example. So love relationship is just like a rose.
那当它这个花苞在开放的过程里面呢，它还没开的时候，你要等它自然开，你不要把它扒拉开了去看。
So before the buds become to blossom, you don't try to like open the petals so that it will.
那你如果用手去扒拉呢？那后面长的时候它就不漂亮。
Because when you use your fingers to do the to make the petals grow, it won't be as beautiful as.
所以每一个阶段该做什么事情，它神会让它去长。
So God is going to do the work during each phase.
那人这个肉体的这个情欲呢，因着人的好奇心各方面的说驱使呢，他就要提前去做一些事情。
But because of our sinful natures, we want to do things in advance.
所以你那个玫瑰花，你如果提前花苞就把它扒拉完了以后呢，后来它长得就有些缺陷。那有很多真实的例子，就是后来的这个婚姻呢出了问题，因为同居。
So there's a lot of examples because of what they did before marriage and it became a.
Problem. 那今天我讲这些呢，最主要的不是要让大家知道这些 problem， 最主要的是要讲到这个圣灵神的这个爱在我们里面怎么样来医治我们，怎么样来走向完美。
So, I'm not going to focus about the problems, but we want to focus on how the Spirit is going to lead us. And
但是我刚才讲的就是大家必须要认识这些东西，
but、
非常重要。
We need to recognize this. It's very important.
再加上大家以后可能要去帮助很多年轻人。
And later on, you will be able to help the other young people.
你要知道怎么去帮助他们。
And you will know how to help them.
那就讲到这个，就说，哎呀，我们都很相爱了，对吧？你为什么说一定要等呢？一定要有一个仪式呢？一定要登记呢
？So you will say, okay, we love each other, and why is a ceremony so important.
我们在营里面，过去我们服侍这个婚姻家庭的这个情感受伤的营里面呢，就有一些弟兄姐妹挑战我们做带领。
So in the past we have this camps that we do, and a lot of the brothers and sisters will challenge us on this issue.
他说：“王明牧师，现在都是什么时代了？我们还不能回去做那个 dinosaur 的年代。”现在是21st century.
So people will say, "Oh, today is the 21st century. We cannot go back to the dinosaur age."
我们如果不跟我们的男朋友同居，他们觉得我们头脑有问题。
If we don't sleep with our boyfriends, they think we are nuts.
那我就问他，我说。你们现在同居的话，你们觉得结果怎么样？就是说，你就是这个过程里面，你觉得是受了祝福呢，还是一个咒诅呢？你要分享一下你们的经历。
So I asked them to share their experience, whether they think sleeping before marriage is a blessing or is a curse.
你知道结果是怎么样吗？
You know what the results were?
每一个人都觉得他说这是一个 curse.
Yeah, all of them think sleeping before marriage.
因为他们回想自己说有的人得了忧郁症。
So when they reflect back what they had before, a lot of people had depression.
那有的人呢他就说一直在怀疑对方。
People were just having
dogs
with their partners.
那其实如果中医上也会讲一个东西，有的人得病呢叫做心肾不交啊，这叫 heart and your physical sexual things are not together， 就会得病。
So also in Chinese medicine, it also says this inharmony between your what?
Your heart and your physical body, sexual.这是个 problem， 就是心肾不交啊，失眠啊，好多东西会出来。
And it give you insomnia and other problems.
那我就我当时就说，那为什么会是咒诅呢？
And then ask them why is a curse.
因为你肉体合在一起，你的心灵并没有完全合在一起。
Because your even though your physical body are united, but your hearts are not united.
他说我们的心在一起啊。我们很相爱。
They said, "No, our hearts are together. We love each other."
哎呦，这个我说很相爱很好啊！我明天我们就给你举行婚礼了，就结婚吧。
And I said, "Oh, it's good that you love each other. Let's get married together. I mean, tomorrow."
No. 我们很相爱，干什么结婚？
But they said, "No, we love each other, but we don't want a marriage."
那什么阻挡你们结婚呢？
So what is it that makes you don't want to get married?
你知道好多东西阻拦他把心真正的放在一起，是没有心没有真正的走到一起，他有很多的导留了后手啊，留了后手啊，要是要么是经济，要么怕伤害，要么这个那个，其实他心没有合在一起。
The reason why is because their hearts are not fully united because they have left this part of themselves behind so that they don't want to get hurt or because of financial reasons.They don't want to like fully united with their partner.
所以很有意思，就是中医也有这样的说法：心肾不交就会出现很大的问题。
And that's why in the Chinese medicine said that because your heart and your physical body do not unite, then you will just have this inharmony in you.
所以就说这里出现的问题就是我们并不知道我们自己的心。
So the problem is we do not know what our hearts.
我曾经有一个同事，就是这个同事呢，他也不信，他信，但是呢，他也不知道信的怎么样。
So I have this colleague in the past. He believes in God, but then he's not like I don't know.
他和他漂亮的女朋友呢，同居大概五六年，生了两个孩子。
So he was living with his beautiful girlfriend for 5 years, and then they have 2 children.
我就告诉他，我说你们就 get married。他说我们非常相爱，也没有二心，就，我说你们就 get married。
So I asked them, "Oh, you just get married?" They said, "Oh, we love each other, yeah."
他们那时候在魁北克呢，他们有一个口号。
So they were living in Quebec and they have this saying.
Be happy, no marry. 你要是要幸福呢，不要结婚。是，那我就因为他也不可以，我也不知道怎么跟他解释。但是我觉得，我说你们既然两个人很相爱，孩子也这么可爱，那就结婚就对了。
So I asked, I told them that, oh, since you love each other and you have beautiful children, then you should get together and get married.
结果他说没有问题啊，我们结婚不结婚无所谓，我们就是很相爱，就是一个家庭，他的孩子也真的很快乐。
And then they said, "Oh, it's not a matter. We love each other, and our children are happy."
结果后来呢，他就突然发现他跟他的女朋友不住在一起。
And all of a sudden, I realized, "Oh, he and his girlfriend are not living together anymore."
他的小孩子进到我们办公室来的时候呢，两个孩子都是完全行为都是变了，穿戴那些都很 messy， 就都变了。我说很奇怪，你孩子变了。
So and also his children came to our office and all their behaviors and the way they dress all changed. And I asked him what happened.
他说我和我的女朋友呢，现在都彼此有点觉着厌倦了。
So he said, me and my girlfriend became tired of each other.
其实我们关系还是很好，就是觉着没有新意了，我们想找点新鲜的意思。
So we don't have anything new in our relationship, so.
他说我的女朋友呢，就是说我们分开呢，就他找一个另外的一个 partner， 我也找另外一个 partner， 这样有点新意。
So they were separated. The girlfriend said, "Oh, I go find another boy, and then you go find another girl. So we make something new, you know, like excitement together."
其实我的心里面我就知道，我说 God, this is what's happening. You know, look at the children.
So I said, "Oh, 这就是为什么他孩子现在这样子。
其实有很多这样的例子，我也不举。就是说，这个神讲的话呢，都是为了我们的好处。
So the words of God is for our own benefit.
所以这个玫瑰花呢，你要让它自己长。
So you have to let rose to blossom by itself.
不管我们是年轻的女孩子，还是结婚可能婚姻里面出了问题，现在你在单身的。
So whether you are a single ladies, or you have been married and having issues with your husband.
Already divorced.
Already divorced.
那现在你信主以后，在主的怀里呢，你是主宝贵的女儿、儿子。
Now you are becoming a precious children of God.
所以你是一个新造的。
You are a new creation.
那一定要宝贵你自己。
You have to treasure your own self.
这是非常重要的。
Very important.
我们的老牧师常常给我们讲。
So our old pastor always tells us.
他说不要这个那个叫什么 ，on sale， 不要 put 自己 on sale， 贱卖呀，不要便宜卖。
Oh, okay, don't put yourself like on sale, you know. Don't like,
便宜卖。你是很宝贵的。
You are precious.
那如果对方真的爱你。他是愿意付代价的。
He is willing to pay the price.
所以过去的人，那个男的女的在交往的过程，其实有很多很深的智慧，或者说神给他的一些健康的东西在里面。所以女孩子要男孩子追她。
So in the past, I believe that God puts a lot of wisdom in women and men, so that women likes the man to go after her.
就付出一些代价。
And the man has to pay certain.
那现在好多人真的就是便宜买。
But a lot of girls right now undersell themselves.
那真的不用我讲，你在北美，你在这已经看到遍地的破碎。
So I don't need to say further. You will see in our society, in North America, you will see all kind of brokenness in our families.
因为太便宜了。
Because we are too cheap.
最后造成的结果呢，真正没有家庭。
And then the end result is that we do not have a family.
孩子也没有家庭。
So the children do not have a family.
今天去爸爸家。
Today you go to father's house.
明天去妈妈家。
Tomorrow you go to your mom's house.
那如果我们已经发生这种情况呢，我们就是要来主来帮助。
If we are already under these circumstances, we need the help from God.
我们再翻到加拉太书第五章。
So we turn to Galatians chapter 5.
对，这里呢特别讲到，他说，在十六节，我说，你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了，因为情欲和圣灵相争，灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，是你们不能做所愿意做的。大家可以英文的可以来读屏幕上。
Verse 16 and 25.
Okay.
Okay. So I said, led by the Spirit, and you will not be gratified the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desire what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful natures.
那他说，但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
情欲的事都是显而易见的。
The acts of the sinful natures are obvious.
就如奸淫、污秽、邪道、拜偶像、
sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery.
邪术、仇恨、增进、记恨。
The idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy.
恼怒、芥蒂。
face of rage, self ambitions, dissensions, factions.
啊，异端、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒。
Envy, drunkenness, all these and the like.
那没有时间一一很详细的解释。
I don't have time to explain.
那这里也讲到拜偶像。
And you also talk about
idolatry, idol worship.
Idol worship.
所以这个拜偶像呢，这是一种肉体的。
So, to worship idol is out of your sinful nature.
啊，邪术，邪术就是这种搅鬼啊、算命啊、这种看星象啊。
So witchcraft,
咒诅别人啊。
Palm reading and cursing others and astrology.
大家可能看过一些电影里面，人家插个针，写上人家名字咒人家，那是邪术巫术。
So you may have seen in the movies where you put like needles on a a doll.
但他不信神的人呢，有时候真的着这个火。
So those who do not believe, a lot of times they actually do that witchcraft.
Can be effective.
Yeah, it's also effective, really, can be effective.
因为他是灵界的势力，魔鬼的势力会工作。
Because it's the work of the evil spirit.
那信主的人呢，我们不用怕他。
But if you believe, do not be afraid of that.
但是我们不要去做这些东西。
Please do not curse.
Witchcraft. 我认识一个老牧师，原来在香港。为什么他知道神特别拣选了他
？So I know this pastor. He's from Hong Kong, and he knew that God has chosen him.
他有一次参加一群人的聚会，他们香港人喜欢玩那个碟仙，大家知道碟仙可能
so,
就是那个一支笔可以什么自己会写字那种的写领。
So he was within a group, and then the group likes to have this witchcraft, like you play with some.And then the pen will move by itself.
And, 那他会来告诉你的命运
什么东西。Yeah, the pen will tell you or your fate or like what.
但是有一天呢，就是他们弄的时候就不灵。
But one day when they were doing that thing, it didn't work.
后来人家就说，是因为可能你们这里面有基督徒。
So they say, oh, maybe because one of you is a Christian.
后来就找出来这个牧师他是基督徒。
And then later they found out, oh, the pastor was there.
他那个时候十几岁
He was only a teenage boy.
所以他非常清楚就是圣经人讲的都是真的因为圣灵在的时候邪灵就跑掉了
So he knew the Bible is real when the spirit of God is there I mean there's no the evil spirit weren't able to work
yeah, 还有一个在马来西亚有一个玩邪术的人后来归主以后他做见证他说他们玩邪术的时候他们不敢咒那些虔诚的基督徒
So and also a brother from MalaysiaHe was into witchcraft before, but now he is a Christian. And he also testified that when they do like curse, they do not curse those who love God, you know, Christians.
他说，因为咒那个人的时候，那个咒会放到他自己的身上。
Because if they curse the devoted Christians, the curse will bounce back to themselves.
Anyway, 这就是广告邪术。
So that's about witchcraft.
在下面仇恨。
And then hatred.
我们不要仇恨，不是从神来的。
So hate is not from God.
增进。
Jealousy, discord, yeah.
记恨
Jealousy,
恼怒
Rage,
结党
Selfish ambition.
那结党呢，就是不要我们的教会不要纷争啊，结党嘛，这个党派啊，那个党派，
so、church,
跟着人走。
Yeah, so in the church, we do not divide ourselves into like small groups and follow this person or follow that.
纷争异端
And dissensions, factions.
那后面也讲到一个醉酒
，and then also he talks about drunkenness，
还有荒宴
，and all these，
这两个东西呢，有时候也界限不太清楚。
So sometimes the boundary might not be clear according, I mean, like
基督徒能不能喝酒
？Can a Christian drink？
其实呢，圣经上并没有说你不能喝酒，而是不能醉酒。
So in the Bible says it's not doesn't say you cannot drink, but it says you cannot be drunk。
醉酒以后呢，你就会乱性啊，很多事情。
When you drunk, you will do a lot of sinful things.
在圣经里面有一个地方，保罗告诉提摩太说：“你的胃口不好，以后少喝水，喝点酒。”
So also in the verse in the Bible, Paul wrote a letter to
Timothy,
saying because your stomach is not well, so you can drink wine.
所以就是耶稣也在。红线上把水就变成酒。
So even Jesus turned water into wine in a marriage ceremony.
那这不是一个借口让大家去喝酒。
It's not an excuse for you to drink.
那后面我们讲到圣灵的果子呢，又有节制。
So later on, we're going to talk about the fruit of the spirit. Self-control is very important.
那所以呢，你如果在这方面软弱呢，你就不要喝酒。
So if you have weakness in drinking, so then do not drink.
你如果觉得你刚强呢，要小心。
If you say you are strong, then be careful.
我曾经有一个弟兄呢，就说。小弟兄呢，他以前喝酒有点问题，出了问题。
So there was a young brother that he has problems drinking.
后来我跟他走得很近呢，我就说喝酒没问题。
So because we have this close relationship, I told him it's okay to drink.
其实我也不喝酒。
But,
但是我说喝酒没问题。
But I told him it's okay to drink.
结果后来发现他的窗台上怎么那个空瓶子越来越多呢？
对的，我在看。Bottles lying out on the counter.
他说：“不是说可以喝酒吗
？”And he said, "Oh, because you said it's okay to drink."
所以就是个人不一样。
So each one is different.
还有一个教会呢，有一个长老。
So another elder.
他原来是在酗酒里面被神拯救出来。
He was in this drunkenness.
后来呢，就很追求神。
And then he got delivered, and he became pursuing God.
他也喜欢服侍。
To serve.
后来呢，教会就让他服侍圣餐。
So later on, the church asked him to serve in the communion.
这个教会呢，他非常认真，因为说耶稣当时喝的是葡萄酒，我们要用真的葡萄酒。
So the church treats it very seriously because in the Bible Jesus took the wine. So in their church they use wine for their.
我们用的葡萄汁。
We are using juice.
所以他就让这个老弟兄呢，就去装备圣餐，在厨房。
So the church asked this brother to serve the communion by using wine.
装备。
Prepare the communion.
在厨房里面已经当道的时候，哇，这个酒香啊！
So when he's alone in the kitchen, all the smell of the wine is so good.
最后结果又进到那个酗酒的问题里面去了。
So again, he got into this like addiction.
因为他就在那里，哎呀，这个教会的酒就是。又是不讨钱的，就自己一个人在那边准备圣餐。
No, but he was alone in the kitchen, and the wine is free, so he started drinking.
所以好多时候我们服侍的时候，圣经上有两个两个是有道理。
So in the Bible says, you have to serve in a pair, and it's good, you know.
那出去我们服侍啊，及传福音，如果有两个也很好。
So if you go out and preach, it's good to have a pair.
服侍圣餐也有两个。
So two of you will serve in the communion.
那数钞票也有两个。
So when you count the tithes and offerings, make sure it's true.
对，所以有道理。
Yeah, it is true.
特别现在呢，你在西方，你要为别人祷告的时候啊，你要很小心，一定要有两个人。
So especially in the Western world, when you go out and pray for someone, make sure it's two of you.
那牧师跟人家那时候祷告，那个女孩子呢，最后那个人他说是 sexual harassment。
So sometimes when the pastor lay hands on say a woman, and then the woman might say, "Oh, you are sexually harassed."
那事实上，好多教会出现过这种东西，人家告他是 sexual harassment。
Indeed, it happens in other churches, like you know, they got sued because of this laying hands.
感谢主，中国人们不太没有那么开放。
So yeah, so Chinese are not that open. So.
我还是要按手祷告。需要的时候还是要按手祷告。但是呢，我们要有两个、三个，这样就比较好。有一个见证，也有祷告，所以更有效。
Yeah, make sure it's two of you so that you have a witness.
那这里讲到就是说醉酒后面的荒宴，荒宴就是吃喝无度。
Okay, means like you eat.Self-control.
好了，讲了这么多肉体的一些作为，我们更重要的是要看圣灵的。
So after we looking into all the sinful natures, we need to look into the fruit of the spirit.
那二十二节就讲圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平。
So verse 22, the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, patience.
仁爱、恩慈、良善、信实、节制、温柔。
Patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control.
那大家可以来仔细琢磨这些东西，圣经里面反复不断会讲到这些，就是圣灵的果子。
So everyone can meditate on these words, and in the Bible it talks back and forth about the fruit of spirit.
那第一个就是真爱。
First is love.
这是 agape 的爱。
So it's agape love means.
就是我们愿意去爱那些不可爱的人。
It means that we love those unlovable.
当然要爱那些可爱的人。
Of course, you can love those unlovable.
是是，就是我们愿意上帝爱去爱。
Yeah, so we love according to God. How God loves.
第二个是喜乐。
The joy.
那再回去讲讲这个仁爱。仁爱里面，很重要的一个特征是宽恕。
So when we talk about love, One of the very important part of love is forgiveness.
还有一个呢是怜悯。
And the second is to have mercy.
那第二个呢是喜乐。
And the second thing is to have joy.
这里讲到呢，就是当我们在圣灵带领之下被圣灵充满的时候呢，这就是喜乐。
So when you led by the Holy Spirit, you are joyful.
就是喜乐是我们主在住在我们里面的一个特征，所以我们要来祷告，以这种喜乐要活出
来。So it's a characteristic of how God living within us, so we have this joy coming out of us.
曾经有个加拿大著名的诗人，他怎么信主的呢？就是因为一个人的喜乐。
So there was a very famous poet, Canadian poet. How he became a Christian was because of joy from someone else.He saw the joy from someone else.
他常常去一个餐馆去吃饭。
He likes to go to a restaurant.
这餐馆里面有一个女侍应生。
So there was a waitress in the restaurant.
每一次服侍她的时候，就很喜欢。
So every time she comes, he comes with joy.
他就不理解。
And then he didn't understand.
他自己写诗呢，表达很多的情感啊，发表啊。但是他就没有那种喜乐。
So he wrote a lot of poems about, you know, feelings and things, but he doesn't have the joy.
那后来他说：“你为什么那么喜乐呀？”
So he asked her, "Why are you so happy?"
他怎么回答呢？
And how she responded?
Don't you know my Jesus is so good?
你不知道我的耶稣有多么好吗？
所以就是那种喜乐就活出来。
So that the joy was alive and living in her.
所以我们祷告要有喜乐。有时候有一次我跟一个姐妹聊天，就是她说，那有的人常常就是忧国忧民啊，血恨的东西啊，要改变这个世界，但是传递的一个信息呢，让人更加难过。
So once I was talking to her sister, and then she was saying, oh, some people heard this message that, you know, like they worry about the country, they worry about the environment, society.
但是如果我们做的事情不能来帮助别人来正面积极的来生活的话，来真实的去改变这个世界的话，有什么用？
So what good it is if we do not help in a positive way to make positive impact and change to our society?
那喜乐就是一个最大的一个武器。
So joy is our biggest weapon.
对，下面又是和平。
那
和平呢，就是我们和平和和睦在圣经里面是同一个词。
So peace and harmony in the Bible is the same word.
和睦就是人际关系的这种和睦。
So you have peace with your brothers and sisters.
所以圣经里面讲的那个peacemaker 就是世人和睦的人有福了。
So the Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers.
所以我们走到哪里呢？圣灵让我们带来和睦。
So wherever we go, the Holy Spirit will give us this harmony.Peace.
最近呢，我在 Hope 那个property 呢出了一些状况，就是我的一个房客跟邻居打架，那个邻居把我的水断掉。
So in my property in Hope, we have some kind of conflict because one of our tenants was fighting with our neighbors, so our neighbor cut off our water supply.
那我的其他的房客就说：“你去找这个房客的嘛，他为什么要惹麻烦？”
So my other tenants came to me and they say, "Oh, you have to go talk to this tenant because he's fault with all these problems."
我说我现在没工夫去找他麻烦。
And then I told them, "Oh, I don't have time to go after him."
我找他麻烦，你们的水就有了吗？
If I dealt with him, are you going to have water?
我说我们先把水弄来。 我到今天也没有找那个人的麻烦。
So let's fix the water problem first. Till today, I have not talked deal with the problem with the person, the one that who started all this.
因为你去找他的麻烦，你有什么用呢
？So, what does it good to you when you go and you deal with them?
而且他都快八十岁的人，对不对？他也是有志士的人，他冲突发生了就发生了。
Yeah, he is a person in the eighties, and he's a man of, you know, honors. So, what good is it? I mean, the problem is already there.
所以我觉着我就是让主的带领呢。后来真的他们都基督徒就开始祷告在那边，也帮助我。他看到我这样很平静的处理这些事情，他们心里也安定下来。
So.Some of the Christian tenants I have, they start to pray, and then because of what I did, so they have this peace in them.
对，所以我们到哪里呢？我们靠主的能力带下一个和平。
So wherever you go, by the grace of God, we bring peace.
那下面是忍耐。
And then patience.
哎，是恒久忍耐。
Love is patience.
今天我没有忍耐，不讲了，没有时间不讲了。
So I don't have time. I don't have patience.
OK， 这是很重要。如果是说有爱的，没有忍耐呢，你就打一个很大的问号。
If you say you have love but you don't have patience, your love is questionable.
那恩慈、良善、信实。
Kindness, goodness, faithfulness.
那信实呢，就是说你给人说了东西呢，你要去做。
So faithfulness, you have to do what you said you will do.
我现在常常忘记啊，跟人家说的，大家提醒我。
So sometimes I forget. Like if I say something that I didn't do, please remind me.
就是你说的话你要去做。
So the words that you say, you have to do it.
感谢神，因为我们的神是一个信实的神。
I praise God because our God is a faithful God.
他说了话，他要做。
The words that He said, He will do it.
他如果说了话不做，我们就惨了。
If he did not do the things that He said, we are in trouble.
他说我在十字架上已经完全的成了赦免了你的罪，但是他方了又不赦免，那就惨了。
If he said that, oh, on the cross I already buried all your sins, but if he did not forgive your sin, then you are in trouble.
所以他说的他也会做。
Because what he said, he will do it.
他说他要引导你的前途，他必然会引导。
He said he will lead your ways and he will.
下面还有一个很重要的就是节制。
And then last thing.Self-control, very important.
我们不是说在圣灵里面要有圣灵里面的自由吗？为什么要有这个 control 呢？
Didn't we say that we need to have this freedom in the spirit? Why is it this self-control?
有一次我碰到一个基督徒，说我呢就常常祷告，我要顺服神。
So once I met this Christian brother, I told him that I need to pray for
obedience,
submit submission to God.
他说不要用顺服这个词，这个词不好听。
Do not use the word obedience. It's not a good word.
因为现在西方的人不喜欢这个顺服这个词。
Because in the Western culture, we do not like the word obedient.
说是妻子顺服丈夫这些东西，他们不喜欢。
So like say, wife submit to your husband. They don't like that.
中国人喜欢不喜欢，我现在也不知道。
I don't know about the Chinese. Do you like that?
但是圣经上说呢，还是很重要，要顺服。
This is what the Bible says: to submit to your husband.
那你要是顺服呢，你一定要有节制，节制就自律，对不对
？So when you have obedience, you need to have self-control.
所以就是说这个是圣灵界的一个果子，不仅仅是自由要做这样那样的事情，而是节制。
So this is a fruit of spirit, not just in freedom, but you also need to have self-control.
我的爸爸是一个非常节制的人。
My father has really good self-control.
他是一个大夫，在吃饭、穿衣、起居非常非常节制。
He is a doctor, so in his daily life, what he eats, what time he wakes up, he has very good self-control in that.
来加拿大的时候，在我们教会敬拜。
So when he came to Canada and he worshiped with our church.
后来他就出去了。
And then later on, he left, went out.
我说。爹，我们在这里敬拜呢，很自由，你做什么都可以。
And I told him, oh, Daddy, we are free in the spirit, so whatever you do is okay.
他说你们自由是好的，但是也要自觉。
He said it's good to have freedom, but you also need to have self-control.
Self-consciousness, 就是我不想去搅扰你们，所以我就出去了。
Because he doesn't want to interfere. I mean, sorry.
所以我们逃的时候，我们的自己的自由呢，不要变成别人的绊脚石，很重要。
So our self,
self freedom.
Freedom to not interfere with others.
Other people's
freedom.
Freedom. 对，所以我们要知道，这就是要需要节制。
So we need self-control in that.
讲到这里呢，这里我们特别就要注意，就是说我们要感谢神，因为今天呢，就是当我们在主里面信主以后呢，我们成了神的儿女。
So it's important that we have to know that when we become children of God.
所以在25节讲，24节，方属基督耶稣的人就已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉十字架上了。我们若是靠着圣灵得生，就靠着圣灵行事。
Verse 24, those who belong to Jesus Christ have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit.
在这个罗马书里面同样讲到说，当被圣灵带领的时候，人呢就是神的儿女。
So also in Romans it says, when you are led by the Spirit, you are the sons, you are the children of God.
我们不再体贴肉体。
We do not care about what our body.
我们体贴圣灵。
But we do what our spirit.
这是一个很奇妙的事情。当我们真的信主的时候呢，不知不觉的就跟着圣灵走。
So it's a very miraculous thing when we become believers. We start to follow what our spirit desires.
当刚才那些神的话讲到这里，我们里面就知道，哦，这些是肉体的东西。但是呢，我们就顺服圣灵的时候呢，圣灵就带领我们，很自然的就朝另外一个方向走。
So when we have this.
所以在罗马书那里面讲，就是体贴肉体的就是死，但是体贴圣灵的呢，那是生命。
So in the Roman it says those who follow the desires of their own flesh will lead to death, but those who follow by the Holy Spirit will lead to life.
但是呢，又说的就是说，因为圣灵呢住在我们的里面呢，我们不再受奴仆的心，而是儿子的心。
Also it says when we live in the Spirit, we are no longer a slave, but we are sons.
我们可以翻到罗马书第八章。
So Romans chapter 8.
十四节讲，因为方被圣灵生的领导的，就是神的儿子。你们所受的不是奴仆的心，仍旧害怕；所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿巴父。
So verse 14 it says, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the Spirit that makes you a slave again to fear.But you receive the spirit of sonship.
圣灵与我们的心通证，我们是神的儿女。
The spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
既是儿女，便是后世。
Now if we are children, then we are heirs.
就是跟耶稣基督同作后世。
So heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ.
如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
Indeed, we share in his suffering, in order that we may also share in his glory.
这里讲到就是我们不再受一个奴仆的心啊，而是儿子的心。我们不再害怕。
So we are no longer a slave, but we are children of God, and we do not fear.
所以我们信主，因着主的十字架接受他的这个救恩，第一个就是不害怕。
So because of the cross, because what he did on the cross, the first thing we receive is we don't have that fear.
这就是真正的自由。
So that's the true freedom we have.
也不怕人，不怕鬼。
You do not fear man, and you do not fear devil.
那，你单单的敬畏神。
You only worship him.
那你就发现呢，就是一个儿子的心在里面，是变成一种爱。从这个奴仆呢，奴仆是很被动的做事情呢，变成一个儿子，就是主动的爱我们的天父。
So you are no longer a slave doing things like you know not by your but you are a son doing things like passively.
所以就是里面那个圣灵呢，就让我很喜乐的来服侍神。
So the spirit in us help us to do things with joy.
就是说你付出的时候，你不觉得是在付出。
When you are giving, you don't think you are losing anything.
你就是一个因为是一个儿子的心。
Because you have a heart of a sonship.
因为儿子和爸爸就是一家人， 不再说是你的我的，我今天多做了少做了。
Because you and the father are a family, we don't say, okay, I do this more and you don't do that less, you know.
嗯，有时候我们儿女的家里这是在学习，你多做了我少做了，但是这个爱里面成长的时候呢，就越来越体贴父母的心。
So even though some of the siblings in the family may say, oh, you do this too much, I do this too much, but still we are learning, so we are a family.
啊，我就觉得对我来说，我一重生第一天，一重生以后还没有受洗，就是服侍，服侍所那种喜乐，到今天我从来没有在服侍里面抱怨过。
So, as soon as become a reborn Christian, I have this joy in me, and every time I serve in joy. Till this day, I don't complain in my service, in my ministry.
我觉得就是神给我的一个荣幸。
The honor that God has given me.
真的，所以就是我们每一个人呢，要被圣灵来充满。
So we need to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
那些肉体的东西呢，就它会战胜，一定能够战胜。
And you will overcome the sinful natures.
好，我们一起来站起来一个祷告，好不好？
Stand.
主啊，我们谢谢你，谢谢你因着你的十字架。我们的罪都得到赦免。因着你在十字架上钉死，我们成为新造的人。
Because you are crucified on the cross, we become a new creation.
因着你的付出，我们今天不再成为奴仆，而是儿子。
Because what you did, we are no longer slave, but we are your children.
因着你所做的一切，我们今天有你的灵住在我们的里面。
Because everything that you have done for us, we have the spirit of you inside of us.
我们有真正的自由。
We have the true freedom.
我们也有真正的节制。
And we have true self-control.
主啊，是的是，因着你的爱住在我们的里面。
Because the love living in us.
我们能够去爱，去给出。
So that we can love and we can give.
即使我们给不出的时候，你照样会鼓励我们，照样会爱我们。
Even if we are in trouble giving, but still you will encourage us, you will take care of us.
主啊，让我的生命活得越来越丰盛，越来越精彩。
So that our life will become abundant and more abundant.
主啊，今天你的话语放在每一个人弟兄姐妹的心里。
Lord, you put the words of God inside each and every one of us.
让我们真的在这个世界上分别为圣。
So that we can be set ourselves aside from this world.
成为光，成为盐。
So that we become the light, become the salt of the world.
照亮这个世界。
So that we can be a lampstand and shine.
主啊，是的，主，因为你应许你的圣灵充充满满的住在我们的里面。
Because you promised that you will have the Spirit living fully inside of us.
你能够让我们成为光。
Can't make us become the light. Become the salt.
你会把爱放在我们的里面。
And you will put the love inside of us.
会把喜乐赐给我们。
And you will give us the joy.
主啊，今天再次的说，主啊，你的圣灵大大的充满我们每一位。
And ask you again, the Holy Spirit will fill us.
各样的恩赐也赐给我们。
And also the gifts will give us.
让我们工作有力，做工得喜。
So that we will work with strength.
让我们家里面能够享受你给的天伦之乐。
So that we will enjoy this happiness with our family.
在工作的时候能够来感恩。
So that we will give thanks doing our work.
双手能够来做事，贡献这个社会。
So that with our own hands we can supply to our families and giving to our society.
Lord, we just thank you.
Lord, we thank you.
在我们灵圣餐的时候，主啊，借着圣餐你再次的提醒。主啊，让我们有这一个感恩的心，我们是你的儿女。
So remind us again, during our communion, that we are your children, your sons.